Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This is Matt Steinmetz, and you're listening to The Morning Show with Spadoni and Shasky. This ought to be good.
What a ringing endorsement from that rejoin. Matt Steinmetz in the crossover with Daryl the Guru Johnson. Right now, Sam Lubman filling in for Joe Shasky did a hell of a job today.
Sammy!
By the way, you know who else is doing a hell of a job? Thunder and Lightning, I'm calling them. Lorenzo Neal, Evan Giddings, the kickoff show.
Yeah.
Live from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale starting at 3 o'clock this Sunday. They'll have all the early games on. The beer garden's going to be rocking. You guys got a DJ? Oh my God. Bartenders serving Gold Bar whiskey specials. Hey, better be careful with those, Evan, back there. I know you like to get after it. And if you're going to the game, you can sign up for the free shuttle to and from the stadium right now. First come, first serve. Go to the event Bright page on our website, 95centthegame.com, and sign up now. That's 95centthegame.com. Now, the YouTube audience isn't going to get this question, but do you know who that was on the rejoin?
Oh, absolutely not.
The band. I'm wearing the shirt.
Depeche Mode.
Gorillaz.
I was going to say it was Matt Steinmetz, but I guess we're talking about the wrong part of it.
The original band was just the band. They backed up some of the greatest singer-songwriters of all time, led by Robbie Robertson.
Not making the band.
Was the original, the band.
Like your original.
We move on.
Yeah. We're going to move on now? Okay, yeah. What do you want to move on? What do you want to start with, Steiny?
Warriors last preseason game tonight.
He's going.
Regular season starts Tuesday. We got Niners Sunday. Kittle back.
Wait.
The 49ers look a little bit better with Kittle. A lot of stuff.
You're not even mentioning the biggest game of the weekend, which is tonight at Cal Berkeley. Bill Belichick's coming to town, Steiny.
Hoodie!
Billy!
That ought to be riveting.
I'm excited for it.
I mean, you know,
that's part of the story too.
Yeah, where is she at?
Well,
she'll be on the sideline holding the
totally
play sheet.
Totally blew that.
Well,
man.
I'm just saying, and Sam disagrees with me. I do look at Belichick differently these last few years than I used to look at him as head coach rankings go. I think he's lost some steam here.
But what does that mean in the grand scheme of things?
In the grand scheme of things, he left a dumpster fire in New England. And ever since Tom Brady left him, he's been a disaster.
But he built a cathedral, or he was part of what
built
a dynasty.
He helped some of it.
This is where
Tom
I kind of push back.
Tom Brady built half of it.
This is where I push back on what Spadoni's saying here, and that is like, yeah, do you look at Bill a little bit differently over the last couple of years? How could you not? This has been a very bizarre last year for him in terms of just, well, then the Falcons, as we get ready to see the Niners play the Falcons, didn't they interview Bill but said, nah, we're going to go with Raheem Morris instead? It has been a bizarre last year plus for Bill Belichick, and it is impossible to not look at him differently than you did, say, 2-3 years ago. That being said, though, I don't think that in any way, shape, or form overshadows the incredible 40-year career preceded that. I mean, one of the best, if not the best defensive coach, the best defensive mind in NFL history, and the 20-year run that he had as head coach of the Patriots, you could say, oh, that was Tom Brady's, not on Bill Belichick. No, Bill Belichick was the head coach and the GM of that team, and as Kyle Shanahan could probably attest, being head coach and GM is very difficult. We underrate that element of Belichick's game. No, I do not think it takes away any of the shine of the coaching greatness that we saw from Belichick during his time in New England. Is he a little bit weirder now to look at? Yeah, a little bit. I'm in no way, shape, or form taking away any of the shine that he presented when he was running things in New England.
His image has taken a hit. Let's just call it what it is.
Well, that
it
has. With the
well, what does that mean? The image. What does that mean? The image.
You're
going taken
image
a hit?
Of him.
No. It's been everything.
Yeah, it's been a little bit weird.
It's been a disaster.
That doesn't make him a worse coach overall, though.
No scandal. No DUI.
No, it
does. Murder
stop.
Charge.
It kind of does.
Stop.
It kind of does.
Look at my man.
Six weeks at UNC does not undo 30 years of coaching greatness.
There's the Tom Brady era, as I'm calling it. And then there's the post-Brady era.
The Jordan Hudson era.
Let's just call it what it is. He had the greatest quarterback of all time, and when he left, he was exposed.
Mm.
Steiny?
He right now is the equivalent of Michael Jordan when Michael Jordan owned the Charlotte Hornets.
I love that one. It's a nothing burger.
So is Michael Jordan still the GOAT?
Of course. Yes, as a player, of course.
There you go.
Belichick's always going to be a great coach, but I agree with Spadone. Like, his image... has slipped.
What does that mean?
It means he's
dating
a 24-year-old woman and he's 75.
Good for him.
A lot of people in this world find that a touch unseemly.
Al Pacino,
that affects the way I look at him as a human being. Not that he gives a rat's behind. What do you mean it's not fair?
Well, is he a lesser coach? Is he a lesser coach because of it? Well, then that's my point.
I'm smart enough to realize he's a great coach, but I think what he's doing is completely unseemly. It's
but
gross.
Who are you to judge?
I'm a human being, and a lot of human beings agree with me, and some human beings don't.
That's so unfair.
Well, I think human beings are the group you want to be lumping yourself in with.
He's doing a horrible job at UNC. Let's say that. But what he does in the bedroom or who he dates, that I mean, what are we?
I mean, really
judgmental.
Should be an inspiration to a lot of guys.
Men
in the world, if you are single right now, it's okay. Your special someone might not be born until you're 45-9 years old. It happens.
Oh, I love you guys.
I got 17 years till my special someone might be born.
Oh, Sam, you're getting after it, dude. You're crushing it. You and Evan,
Don't be so judgmental, guys.
I'm just calling it like I see it. Since Tom Brady left, he's been a joke. Tom's been going this way. Bill's been going this way.
All right, I'll say this
there
to
you
that.
Go.
That Tom Brady's Super Bowl in Tampa didn't help anything.
No.
And the ending in New England didn't help anything. But the story is what Loveman said. The dude... built a dynasty. He was the architect of it.
All right. And he was a great coach as a coordinator beforehand. I mean, he was the defensive coordinator for those great Giants teams of the late 1980s, won the Super Bowl in 86, and then shut down the Kagan offense in 1990.
Well, so did everyone else.
So everyone shut down the Kagan offense?
Yes, because they went 0-4 in the Super Bowl.
Oh,
just saying.
All right, you know what?
Don't let him get to
me. I'm gonna make a Mount Rushmore of the doofiest things you have ever said. That is the first thing I'm putting up.
There's a lot. Go to the pregame show. I used to produce some.
No,
Sammy.
I'm going with just this show.
Just this one, okay?
Because that's just a silly statement.
The Sam Loveman, the hair on fire. Absolutely, Miami Hurricanes in action tonight. Miami alum Sam, but the biggest game of the weekend, Sunday Night Football. Michael Penix in town, boys. But Kirk Cousins. Once upon a time, a love infatuation with him, Kyle Shanahan. But now we got Mac Jones here. All I know is it's going to be a battle of first-round quarterbacks on Sunday night between Mac McCorkle Jones and Michael Penix. But we had this question, boys, and you can answer it all morning long. I don't think the gap between Mac and Brock is that big. That's all I said.
We did a whole show on it yesterday.
Yeah, but we did a numerical thing. So if I was to tell you, if you could say on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being a Grand Canyon gap, between these guys, where would you say the gap is between Mac and Brock? Steiny, I'll start with you.
A three.
That's what
three-ish.
That's what I said, too.
About a three-ish. Right. But I reserve to move that up or down the more Mac Jones quarterbacks. Because I think what's happening with Mac Jones is we're looking at him as a backup, and he's been terrific. What if we looked at him as a starter, or he just were a starter, or he just were playing starting quarterback for a team? We'd be saying, yeah, he's been okay. He's been all right. But because he's done it as a backup, it's been great. It's been everything they needed to keep their season alive. So when Brock Purdy comes back, he's going to be judged as a starting quarterback taking over the starting job, and he better be better than Mac Jones, you know, within a couple games, or the noise will get louder, assuming Mac Jones keeps winning when Purdy comes back.
Yeah,
three.
Yeah.
What say you, Gil?
a 1.5.
Wow.
And I got to say this. I don't know if you heard the crossover yesterday, Grandy versus Willard, in regard to QBR for the two quarterbacks and
Grandy
who was right, the numbers. It was great. But the bottom line.
He's Italian.
I'm doing the whole, it's my prerogative. I'm doing the whole enchilada. And the more I think about this, and Steiny kind of didn't, he didn't sign his name to this yesterday doing the show, but I'm going to do it. There was a juncture years ago, not that long ago, where Mac Jones was the best quarter, one of the best quarterbacks coming out of college. It's why he got drafted where he was at. Some thought he was worthy, 1-2, what have you, and nobody knew who the hell Brock Purdy was. Now Mac Jones is in quarterback heaven, and he's working with the real guru. And let's be honest, are we really shocked?
Hold on.
Yeah.
You said that he's in quarterback heaven? He's thrown to DeMarcus Robinson and Kendrick Bourne.
Yeah, but it's working.
It's quarterback hell.
10 for 142.
No, he can't run the ball.
No, give me this. We thought he was a scrub or done, Mac Jones. Now he's making hit records.
Yes, I'll agree with
and
you
he's
on
not,
that.
And we looked at it. It's not all been perfect. But Mac Jones is doing, setting the foundation for his Baker Mayfield or Sam Darnold reclamation project.
I'd agree with you
Am
on
I
that.
Am I wrong on that?
I didn't come at you there, by the way, Goo. But I just,
no, you can't.
His notion that he is, because Kyle Shanahan's the quarterback whisperer, we're calling him now, with the success of Brock and now Mac.
Jimmy.
I think Mac has been dealt a much worse hand than Brock was dealt last year.
And he's still looking okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Right, Sam?
Yeah, I mean, Brock was dealt some pretty rough hands last year, too. So the point I tried to make earlier in this show was that I do think the presence of Christian McCaffrey on this team has been, you know, paramount to this team's success this year. He has been their MVP. And Brock did not have the luxury of the Christian McCaffrey escape hatch last year. On top of losing his top receiver, Brandon Ayuk, we forget how good the Brandon Ayuk-Brock Purdy connection was, how often Brandon Ayuk, he goes beyond the stats, how many times just drives got energized by Brock hitting Ayuk on one of those dig routes or anything
and
like that.
And his blocking.
And the blocking, too. We undersell the blocking. Ayuk was an incredible blocker, something I don't think any of the receivers on the Niners are all that great at. You know, Brock was dealt a pretty bad hand last year, too. But Christian McCaffrey, I truly believe, has been the Niners' MVP this year.
And Brock took them to the Super Bowl, if you allow me, when everything was good. He took them to the Super Bowl and the AFC Championship game.
And so that's where I kind of say, like, and I think the gap, I put it at a 7-ish, though I'll probably end up coming down as the season goes along here and Max shows us more. But I do think that the lack of McCaffrey last year and his presence this year, like, you can't discount that impact. I mean, what would this team look like if they didn't have McCaffrey this year? What is Mac Jones looking like if they don't have McCaffrey this year? Guys, in his first 27 games with the Niners, so that's when he was traded up to the end of 23 season. I'm not counting last year because last year was so scuffed for him. Christian McCaffrey averaged about 5 targets per game, a little bit more than that, 5.5. This year, he's averaging 10 targets a game. He is getting used as a receiver more than he ever has in his career, and it is working. Like, I think we discount the impact and the fallout, so to speak, that Christian McCaffrey's presence is having for this 49ers offense. And Mac Jones has been a big beneficiary of that.
But he has been no beneficiary of an actual running game, which I guess is my point, because there was an actual running game for the Niners last season. Jordan Mason averaged 5.2 yards a carry, played in 12 games. Guerrero, yes, we all laugh at him. We all think he's a bust. He did rush for 420 yards last year and averaged 5 yards a carry. They did have a semblance of a running game that they just had not had this year, Steiny. And it is interesting, as you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM, and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors, Valkyries, always live on the Forgotten app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. We've got the crossover right now with the Morning Roast and Steiny and Goo, Lubman in for Shasky. You know, if you were to rank these quarterbacks on Sunday, and I'm going the starters and the backups, we'll throw Kirk Cousins in here. How would you rank them from top to bottom? Purdy, Jones, Penix, Cousins.
I mean,
assuming everyone's healthy,
putting you on the spot, assuming they're all healthy.
Well, to me, you got to put Purdy first. Second's going to be an issue because I got to put Penix above Mac Jones, even though.
Do you?
Yeah, just
sample size larger.
You have free will, Steiny. You can put him wherever you want.
Like, if you're saying who would you rather have as quarterback, I'd say Penix because I'd want a chance that he becomes really good. I put Cousins last just because of his age at this point.
Okay, fair enough. I think
Kyle might have him first.
Well, that's kind of what I'm saying. Like, if Kyle was the guy, Goo, like, you don't think he'd love to have Kirk Cousins right now?
as a number three quarterback. I bet he would.
Well, then you got the Thanos Infinity Stones.
And you're going to laugh, and I think that's what, you know, a poor man's version of what Mac Jones is in this offense. I know he's not the most, you know, he ain't the most mobile dude, but if it's for all sure. block right, love me, he's going to get rid of the ball in milliseconds, but I got to go Purdy. He got him to a Super Bowl, NFC Championship game on the fly. Penix Jr., because he's so young, he's not losing you games. He has a cannon. So I would go Purdy third, and then who are we looking at? Mac fourth,
yeah. Okay. Mac Jones fourth. What say you, Sammy?
So I'm going to go with the Matt Steinmetz path there. I'm going Purdy, Penix, Mac, and Kirk. And yes, age is a part of it. And honestly, I'm in the minority here. I've just never been that high on Kirk. I think he's a quarterback. I think he's a quarterback that can win you a fantasy game in fantasy football. By the way, how's your guys' fantasy team?
3-3, big weekend this week.
Big weekend.
I got you. Jamar Chase dropped a cool 41 for me last night. I'm going against Carter.
I mean, there's no doubt I'm taking Kirk Cousins way over Mac Jones if you're not starting a team today. You know what I mean?
If it's, if it's plug and play.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I elevate Mac over the fact that, there's more galloping room to grow there for him. Yeah, the fact that he's 37, if you're building a team, you wouldn't start that there. But, like, honestly, I've never been the highest on Kirk Cousins. And, you know, what I've seen from Mac this year, he has changed my opinion on what I thought he can be. You know, a couple weeks ago, I called him quarterback tofu. He's as good as the talent around him, basically. That's who he was at Alabama. That's why he had so much success at Alabama. Anyone could be good when you have, four and five star players all around you. He had an okay team on the Patriots. He had an okay season. Then he had a bad Patriots team. Then he was bad. And then he's on a bad Jaguars team. So I think Mac Jones is very much more a sum of the parts around him, though. But I do like his future upside right now more so than Kirk Cousins.
I asked Steiny yesterday, Spadoni, you tell me what you think. Is there anything that can transpire from a Mac Jones standpoint if he looks great to where you whisper if you knew Brock Purdy, hey, you might want to get back sooner than later?
I think he's probably feeling that way internally, right? Mm. Like, how could you not? As a competitor, you feel that way. If the greatest of all time, Tom Brady, felt, insecure about guys like Jacoby Brissett and Jimmy Garoppolo, you don't think Brock Purdy feels that way? I mean, like these guys, that's how they get into these positions. They have to feel that way. It helps motivate them and push them. That's what separates the good from the great. They all want to take every single rep that they can. Hell, Aaron Rodgers the same way. Brett Favre for him. Yeah. The list goes on and on. By the way, they keep showing the replay. They call it the Icy Hot Bowl last night between Flacco and Rodgers. Do you see the offensive lineman jump on Aaron Rodgers in celebration?
I apologize in front of Steiny and Evan because initially I tweeted, what an a-hole Rodgers is. But dude, he is almost 50. That dude's jumping on him. He could have truly got hurt, man.
That being said, you're still not wrong. Aaron Rodgers is kind of a jerk of a human.
Yeah. I can't stand Aaron Rodgers.
Both things can be right there.
I'm happy that Flacco won.
Don't be so judgmental.
Well,
Aaron Rodgers. Why are you hating Aaron Rodgers? What's he done?
I don't like his political views.
I'll boil it down to this, Steiny. I'm going to boil it down to this. Aaron Rodgers seems like a guy, you put me in a room with him for 5 minutes to converse, I'm going to come out of that room thinking, man, I never want to experience that 5 minutes ever again.
And that's just the kind of vibe I get from him. Loving with his parents, I'm out. And I don't even need to know the backstory. If you ain't cool with your parents, we can't be friends.
Yeah. Well,
the anti-vax part of it too. Like,
He's immunized, so there's that.
Yeah, exactly. Missed me with that nonsense. He's embarrassed. That said, though, he does donate a lot of money to the Cal football program.
Oh, that's good.
And that makes up for everything.
Not as much as that dude from Stanford.
Oh yeah, we dropped like a $50 on it.
$50 million.
What do you do with that print? Where does
Fleming.
That go?
You become a powerhouse. You become a legitimate Division One powerhouse.
We're talking about like a 5-win team in the ACC. Stomped on by Florida State. I can't think of a worse crowd to be in. Florida State, Stanford. That to me, I threw this question like that might be the worst combination of like team matchup for me that I could think of. Florida State and Stanford being
but
a Miami
now you're
guy,
being judgmental.
Growing up a Cal fan, like those are like my 1A and 1B of hate. I don't know. What are the two teams for you guys that like, if those two teams face off, I call them a giant meteor game where just like, I just root for a giant meteor to come out and take out that stadium. Is there two teams that you just hate to that level?
The Eagles are one of them for me.
All right.
And then Red Sox fan.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if the Eagles and Red Sox are play each other, but
the two fan bases.
I'll say this because there's a lot of Giants fans that are petrified at the notion of the Dodgers going back to back, which they probably are going to.
Yeah.
Probably more of a likelihood than that than the Eagles going back to back. But for Niner fans, it's got to be like, it's the week one matchup. It's like Eagles versus Cowboys. Like if somehow, some way you did away with conferences.
Or honestly, Chiefs-Eagles might have been it.
Chiefs-Eagles.
Super Bowl.
Or Cowboys-Raiders probably for like Niner fans. That
is
might Chief be it.
Is Chief fan really unbearable?
I learned this last year when I did the show with Shatsky. We talked to Carrington Harrison, who does radio out there in Kansas City. We are so obsessed with the Chiefs here in the Bay Area, and understandably so.
Are we?
They don't, I think a little bit so. I mean, just say
beat you twice in the ball.
Go say Kansas City Chiefs in front of Joe Shasky, and I guarantee you he's going to say, ugh, I hate them so much.
He says usually, though, you can time I hate your that they're so it. Good. He doesn't have anything to say about Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. Right, or like
he gives them love.
But what I learned is they don't think about the Niners at all out there.
Well, because they won.
Yeah, you know, it's the same way. Yeah, how often do Niner fans think about the Cincinnati Bengals of the 80s?
Hey, Steiny, do you think the Dodgers going back-to-back and like getting these three World Series... You think that's like on par with what the Giants did from 2010 to like 2014? You think it's more impressive?
Why you
going
gotta
back
go there?
There?
Of course, why you gotta
if
go
they
there?
Win it this year, what's that? 3-5?
Yeah.
The Giants did 3-5.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the same.
3-4 technically. I guess you're doing the years 2010.
Well, let me add the other layer to Spadoni's troll
11,
of a question
12,
there.
13, yeah, 3-5.
3-5. Yes, okay. Seasons. Correct. Yes. Well,
technically 2.5.
One was a pandemic chip though.
But I still count it. And the reason why I still count it, Guru, because if it was the Giants or the Niners or any other team that won, it would have counted. But I don't know if you guys did you see the Jeff Passan article that he wrote earlier this week about how the winner of Dodgers Brewers could determine whether there's baseball in 2027?
Wait, what?
What?
You gotta, please explain.
So the theory is we have 3 minutes left here.
thanks.
Obviously, as you guys all know, next year at the end of the season, there's the current CBA with baseball ends.
Okay.
And basically, the owners want a salary cap, the players don't. The theory that Passan threw out is that if the Dodgers win the World Series, then that would compel owners to want to put a salary cap in more. They're spending too much. They're winning too much. We cannot allow this. If the Brewers come back and win the NLCS, which they're not going to do, then the argument there is, you see, the Dodgers spent all this money, yet the plucky small market Brewers still won. Clearly, we don't need a salary cap. So that's kind of how the series is being viewed. So I guess clearly we're not up to date on that. But the Dodgers are bad for baseball is what we're seeing here.
What are Toronto and Seattle salaries compared with the rest of the league?
I do not know off the top of my head, but I know they're probably more in the middle tier of it. Seattle, I know, is more in the bottom half of things, but... There's no one who's spending as much as the Dodgers.
The NBA
right
kind of did it with the second apron for Joe Lacob and what he was doing.
Well, that's kind of the question. Like, how come every time we see a dynasty rise up, the league, it's all the leagues, they immediately just kind of dive into, like, we can't let this happen. And the NBA took it so far that we've seen the amount of parity we've seen in the NBA in the last few years, we haven't seen since the 70s, which that was not a great period for the NBA. And it's the NBA. It's almost cracked on it so hard that we might not see a dynasty until these rules get changed.
I got it. For the total payroll, Steiny, real quick. Toronto's fifth, $255 million.
All right.
And then
that's Vlad Jr.
Down to 15 is Seattle with $164 million. Obviously the Dodgers at 350. Then you have the Mets, who, by the way, didn't make the playoffs with a $342 million total payroll.
And the Giants
where the
that didn't
at?
Make it either.
The Brew Crew are 22 with $121 million.
I got news for you. I see no problem. I see the biggest payroll not making the playoffs. I see the biggest payroll going to the World Series. I see a fifth and a 16th right battling to go to the World Series. And then I see a 22 Brewers. That's like all levels.
You got all the spread. That's a good point.
All levels there. What's the problem?
The problem is they need to have at least a salary floor of at least $100 million. Because when you got
I don't have a problem with that.
You got Tampa, Pittsburgh,
oh my God,
White Sox, A's, Marlins all doing $87 million or fewer, it's a joke.
That's a
disgrace.
The real problem is it's just baseball's not as fun when the Dodgers are good.
You know,
and that is not a biased statement. You know, I say that as an unbiased fan.
You know what's really fun? It's Steiny and Goo. What are you guys coming up next? What do you guys got? What are your guests? What are you doing?
Sports, man.
Well, we got a great guest at 1 o'clock, Vern Glenn.
The Mr. Involvement. Yeah.
The great Vern Glenn.
Great.
Yeah, we talked a lot of football yesterday. We're probably going to talk some Warriors to start off.
Season starts Tuesday, man.
They're getting ready. And
no Bron.
Steve Kerr's the coach, but for how long? And Steph Curry want to play for anybody else? And are the Warriors going all in? But for how long? Lot to talk about.
Steiny, you guys ever dealt with sciatica before? Never?
Never.
No. Never? Oh. Well, LeBron is. No. That's a tough scene. Maybe he'll be a Warrior, though, come January. You never know.
I do hate he's out that game. It just bothers me.
It bothers me.
Yeah.
You guys don't bother me. Mm. I'm 95.7 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point. Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is whack.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right, good morning, everybody. Steiny with Daryl the Guru Johnson on a Friday. You're not getting paid today, but still a Friday. Don't ever forget it. And the Golden State Warriors season starts on Tuesday. The 49ers play the Atlanta Falcons on Sunday. We got a lot to talk about. You settled in?
Yeah, and you're going to the game tonight, baby. Get that bobblehead,
Let me
Steiny.
Make sure.
Oh, what happened?
I'm not going to UNC Cal.
Oh, I'm the going, Warrior game.
I am going to the Warrior game.
Clippers.
By the way, can I play?
Yeah.
Can I play something? I saw this on the board. It's Joe Lacob.
I'm one of the old guys that listens to radio.
Oh, hey.
Give it to me again.
Morning to Joe Lacob.
I'm one of the old guys that listens to radio.
Yeah, he's texting in. He's texting to 10 to 2.
Joe Lacob listening.
All right.
Well, I'll tell you what, there seems to be a lot of optimism around this team right now. Right now, I think there should be. The team on paper, I think it's pretty good. They're old. We know they're old. They're going to have to overcome being old. And that's the challenge. That's the main challenge of this team. Can they stay healthy? And can they get their older stars to play a bulk of the game, a bulk of the games this season? But if they're playing and if they're healthy, they look formidable.
Yeah, Steiny, and normally had last year not happened, and when I say last year, Curry's hammy, and when it happened, you know, that statement that you just said would hit different, but the fact that we saw it, and I still got PTSD from that injury, you are right, and every team's one injury away, you know, from things going left, but damn, what if? So I know the West is stacked, but so are the Warriors, but it's about the health of the big three. I'm going Dre, Steph, and Jimmy Butler, Steiny. What will they be come April? Because I'm assuming the playoffs and no play-in, but that's the whole thing. There's no barometer. There's no gauge to tell you when somebody's going to get hurt or not.
No, although the Warriors, for whatever reason, seem to be the only team that talks about trying to figure out when a body is fatigued. Remember last year, Steve Kerr just said, Steph is gassed. We're giving him a day. We're giving him a game off. That kind of thing. I was thinking about like some overall themes about the Warriors this year. Because I want to get into the big picture, and you know the number 888-957-9570. They start on Tuesday, and obviously the big three with Butler, Draymond, and Steph. How can they handle load managing this season? Will Horford get? Will he be able to give them a boost as another older guy? We got to figure out, Guru, what's going on with Kuminga.
No doubt.
How they're going to handle that situation. And the idea of them going all in, which I would say that's a fact. They're going all in right now. Nobody can change the past. And they've got a veteran team here, Goo. But the reality of the situation is they're all in. The way I'm looking at it is this, and I'll let you go.
Okay, no, take your time.
The Warriors are going all in until they're not. And
that includes their head coach.
And when they realize they're not, they've allowed themselves an opportunity to pivot at any time with the way the roster is constructed right now.
Now, when you say pivot, give me a little more. What do you mean? Like when you say pivot, if it came to that, when you said that word, it hit me.
Well,
pivot.
When I go into a season, I like to imagine best case, worst case. And to me, the worst case scenario for the Warriors would be we're 40 games into the season, they're 18-22. But they've been pretty healthy.
Okay.
Then
something major, the earthquake happened.
Then what do you do? Or if you lose a guy for 2 or 3 months and that starts sending the season sideways, what do you do? We all know what they're going to do if they're winning consistently and they're in the top five for most of the season. They're going to sit tight. And then they're going to try to either keep Kuminga or move him for somebody who fits better.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, Stoney, I mean what I'm saying. That would be what you just mentioned. That record after 40 games would just be, oh, boy, we had it all wrong. But why I'm excited and super-duper excited is the record that they accumulated with Jimmy Butler and no Al Horford after the trade. So now you get a whole offseason together. The Jonathan Kuminga thing, I'm all in. I'm rooting for him. So is Dub Nation. But somehow, if that thing could shock us glowingly to where it just meshes in jail and everything's clicking, and you know all these so-called experts in regard to the number 52, I think that was my number, and now I'm looking like that might be, tame. That's not even, something that's just blowing people away. So they have all the ingredients to be a major player in the West. And I know the one thing that hurts me, Stoney, is when you tell me outside of the Utah Jazz, when they had John Starks in that starting lineup, and I forget who else, Karl Malone, it's never been done. If I'm looking at it, or we're looking at it through a championship prism, of guys this old getting to the finals. And maybe, and that includes what you're talking about. And I get it. The health, Goo. I assumed Horford was going to start. I don't know if you have any idea on Tuesday night, or is that just in flux? And maybe he'll start some nights, some he won't. But I assumed he was. But you can't run and hide from this age thing.
No. And here's a question I have, and because I've been thinking about this. Okay, so Jimmy Butler gets to the Warriors, and they go 23-8. And everybody's saying, we're a hell of a team.
Yeah.
And they were a hell of a team for those 23-8. But I'm just taking them at their word. And Draymond Green said that when Jimmy Butler got there, they were playing playoff basketball immediately.
Okay.
They had to win and play high-stress games heading into the playoffs. Then he acknowledged that second half run probably took a lot out of them in the postseason. All right, well, now they're all older, but they're starting from game one. Certainly they can't come out and treat games 1 through 10 as playoff basketball. So how do we reconcile that? They played half a year together, kind of ran out of gas. Now they've got to manage a whole season with the guys who are a little bit older. Like, how do you reconcile that?
Oh,
that would worry me.
And I got a question for somebody snitching on you. I'll bring it up in a minute, Stani. To me, you don't have to come out the gate. I think now that you got 82, you got Jimmy Butler, you got the continuity, you don't have to go. This is going to sound crazy, Stani. I'm not saying not hustle, but you don't have to go hard from game one because you're not going to be in that hole that this team put itself in when things were getting ugly after Melton went down. You know, you catch what I'm putting down? Like, now you can kind of take a deep breath and not go as hard as Draymond said they had to go because of the deficit that was their record.
So they can go less hard than they went at the second half of last year, but when they get to about where they were last year, they'll have a better record. You know what I mean? Like, I don't see how they can not I guess
compile
what I'm saying,
their record with Jimmy, yes, by not going hard.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, how do the good teams do it then? You know what I mean, Stani? Like, if we're just going to focus on age, I got nothing for you. But again, to me, it makes all the sense in the world that if Moody, Pods, and the rest of the gang, and Kuminga, they do their part and they step up. QP3, I guess what I'm saying in a perfect world is just the fact that, you know, you're not behind the eight ball. You can breathe and let your hair down a bit.
I don't know that they're that good that they can do that, even with this team.
See, and I think they are, man.
Well,
barring injury.
Like, I'm sorry, but I gotta, and I'm not saying he's a bad player, but when I kind of glaze over when we're talking about the Warriors and we go outside the big three and we start saying, well, you know, Post is gonna step up and Moody and
gotcha.
They're gonna play,
yeah,
but are they really gonna get you wins? Like,
no doubt.
You know, is Post going to be the difference between, and Post and Moody going to be the difference between, you know, the team starting out 20-13 and instead of 16 and 15? I don't know.
Now, if they're not, there's a guy whenever he does come back that the Warriors obviously like because they brought him back after an injury, and that's De'Anthony Melton. Like, I'm excited about that when it does happen. The Seth Curry, when it does happen. So I'm being proactive, Stani, and I can't sit here and say you're wrong. But, man, I just believe starting 0-0, you know, and the fact that they know who they are and they got Jimmy Butler, I don't want to use the – I don't want to go Picanha on you, but can they pace themselves?
Man.
You know, in a crazy world. That's what I'm hoping for. But, Stani, Estimated Eyes in the chat says, Goose, Stani was slandering you with Marcy at 8:30 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Did I come up?
No. I slandered you on the YouTube chat. I said your dream died today. That's all I said.
But you weren't on the air at 8:30.
He's misspeaking. I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah. What dream?
Your dream died today. Bob Myers took a job and he's not working for an NBA team.
No, he took a job. He's overseeing five teams. He texts me, get ready.
Right.
I got to brush up. Evan said my odds, he likes my chances even better.
Who's the current NASCAR points leader?
Dale Earnhardt.
That's who is in first place right now in the English Premier League?
That would be Madrid.
What is the team that Bob will be working for in the English Premier League?
Barcelona.
You haven't gotten one right yet.
Evan, but your boy Troy, help
both
me.
Both those teams you just named play in what's called La Liga.
Shout out Rick Tittle. Anyway. Yeah, Stani, how are you going to look at it? That's their approach with the Warriors. Like, I just feel like they're not operating behind the eight ball, but you can be worried about the age. You're right. But, man, you know?
Moody doubtful for Tuesday.
And things happen, but man.
He didn't get hurt at home.
Well, something in practice with the calf.
Yeah. I mean, he's not like that cowboy guy you were moping about this morning.
No, we'll get into him. I'm going to say that for what's bugging you.
Oh, it is? Okay.
that's concussion at home.
I got to come up with one of those, too.
Who gets hurt at home? Like, have you ever got hurt in your home?
Of course. Coming down the steps, you twist an ankle.
Now, were you drinking?
No, I've run into a door before. Just, it's open. You don't think it is. It's possible.
Slip in the shower?
I'll give you that.
That I've never done.
Dude, I had a roommate that used to drink beer in the shower.
Oh, we used to too in college.
Like, dude, that's a lush.
It's the greatest.
Yeah, it's called pregame.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's called pregame.
You're in there cleansing.
I had a bunch of guys back in college.
I used to be like, dude, what's going on?
They used to take showers. They call it gripless showers. They put music up really loud. They drink. They have a party in the,
That's
were,
a little.
They were doing something else.
It's a little much.
No, they weren't. It was good, wholesome fun.
Gripless. Oh, boy.
One thing that was great about Saturday was met a lot of guys. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. The other thing that we'll talk a little bit about today, not only just this season for the Warriors, but where they're going from here. Joe Lacob talked a lot about the future with Tim Kawakami. We haven't broken that down at all. 888-957-9570. If you want to jump into the Warrior conversation to get the Friday started, what's coming up on the game? Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. This Sunday night, the kickoff show with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings will be live from the Laughing Monk studio. It's not at the studio. It's at the Laughing Monk Brewery in Sunnyvale. I'm standing right now in the Laughing Monk studio, but this is down in Sunnyvale. Starts at 3 p.m. They'll have all the early games on. The beer garden will be open. A DJ will be there. Bartender's going to be serving Gold Bar whiskey specials. That segment brought to you by Moderna.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Erna, I am mad at you now.
I don't care.
No, you will. Yay!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I forgot to tell you, we may unveil a new segment today.
Let's do it.
Letters from Harry.
I ain't mad at it.
They're really emails, but...
Because it's already built in the show.
Since I'm old and he's old, we'll say letters.
So to hell with Harry!
I have two emails from him. One about the Warriors and one about the Niners.
All right.
And again, they're going to... once again, show that he is not me.
All right, I got you.
Because he, for all you out there that continue to think I'm him, keep in mind, he thinks I'm soft on Kerr, too.
Mm. Oh, so on there Kerr. You go.
Yeah, Steve Kerr.
I mean, the dude's a made man.
Yeah, I got my own complaint.
I know he is.
He was on with Willard and Grandy yesterday.
Yes, he was, and we're going to get to a lot of that today. But here's how we're going to set up the season. Warriors... at Lakers Tuesday, first regular season game. They have their last preseason game tonight at Chase against the Clippers. And Joe Lacob was on the TK show, and he spent a lot of time, Goo, talking about where he thinks the Warriors are right now. And here's, okay, here's where I want to start the shoe. Joe Lacob, where are we at?
I mean, there's two ways to look at it. We're committed. This is a two-year. I think Mike said it. Steve said it. Steph has said it. This is kind of a two-year program for now. And hopefully we're still continuing to develop some players so that we're not high and dry at the end of, you know, 2 years, or maybe it's 1 year, maybe it's 3 years. I don't know. But we're, for the most part, we're kind of all in on these next 2 years.
All right. There it is. That, to me, is the theme of the show, that they're all in for at least the next 2 years.
But didn't we know that, especially with the Jimmy Butler trade?
I think, you know what's funny is I think we all kind of thought it, but both Dunleavy and Lacob are kind of affirming it.
Okay.
But what they're also affirming is, to me, they're looking at a two-year window, but they will be able to pivot at any juncture within that two-year window.
That's your word.
If things start going sideways. That's where I believe the Warriors are. It's not a two-year window if they don't get off to a good start the first, or let's say don't have a good first half of the year. Then I think they're going to have to ask some tough questions. But I do think for now, they're all in until and if something starts going sideways. But once that happens, then they're going to have to make another decision whether they want to stay all in or not.
You know what? I'm not mad. I like it. It's I'm going Prince, RIP to the great musician, Prince Rogers Nelson, but it's a sign of the times. But why I'm getting a bit melancholy when I hear that, Steiny, is we know this. What did I say to you a month ago? I'm not taking Steph for granted. And I know this is not his last year. But boy, I can tell you this, Steiny, he's not playing 16 more. And to hear one of my great TV shows or one of my great teams that I've rooted for since the inception of Steph is in the next 3 to 4 or 5 years coming to an end. Like, I ache just hearing that, because that means, okay, the old cast is gone, or they break up, and now it's, you know, the new. But with that said, I just not – on my bingo card, things going sideways comes with only one thing. It's not basketball related, it's health related. And what scares me about that, as you know and you all know, if it's basketball related, you can run your beautiful motion offense, set a screen, grab a rebound, hit a three, D up to combat that, the basketball part of it. But as far as the health partner, Father Time is undefeated. And I do just wonder, and everybody's different with the ages of our guys that we're really, truly counting on, including Steph, how that battle goes. Because that's the only way, to me, it could get funky.
I don't all the way agree with that. And again, this is the way I look at a season. I try to take best case scenario and worst. And best case is, you know, this team probably can win 50 games if it stays healthy. But I've got to allow for everything. And one of the things, and you might be like, Steiny, you're crazy, but one of the things I have to allow for, if for only the reason that you said you're in a two-year window, is I need, believe it or not, I need to see that when this team is healthy, they're a really good team, believe it or not. I think there's a chance they could be relatively healthy and overachieve and be one or two. But I also think there's a chance, Goo, they could be healthy, and maybe after 30 games we're saying, gosh, they're not as good as we thought.
Wow, man.
And then it's decision time.
I appreciate you saying you could see the one or two, because that's the side of the street I'm on. But, Steiny, I'm narrowing it down, and the fact that the P word today is pivot, I got to call – I'm not calling this player out. But if you tell me this Golden State Warrior team currently constructed would struggle or maybe just not have it, it starts and ends, not with the chef, with Jimmy Butler. There, because he was a godsend, even when he wasn't trying to be, with what he did to everybody, including the coaching staff and the fan base, to change it around. But if there's something different about how he attacks or approaches this season, even the post-game, the pregame pressers, Jimmy Butler has to be what he was half a season here, the full season. And I do wonder, is there any nugget or anything that leads you to believe if that answer could be yes, then you might be on to something?
Yeah, he's got to have a good year. He's got to have a good 65 games,
man,
at least.
Man.
The least he's got to do this year is kind of have a year games played I don't know if he's capable of playing 70. I don't know if he wants to play 70.
See, and that,
can play 70.
Boy.
So,
cuz I would take 65 now from all of them.
Okay, and then what do you do for those? Well, okay. They've, in theory, they're going to have four guys who miss about 20 games.
And Kuminga would start that. All those 20 for Miss Donnie.
Do you think you have as good a chance of winning those games? I don't. Like, that's the other thing. For example, I'm not doom and gloom here. Right. I'm just saying, you know, I think this team can be pretty good if it stays healthy. But I'm not convinced it's a good team just because it stays healthy. You know, I look at a team like Portland.
Young and athletic.
Like, the Warriors are better than Portland when they're healthy, but Portland's going to be a problem for the Warriors because they're so athletic. Yeah. And each team's going to have, each team's going to have a challenge. And I think they're going to, I said it before, there's going to be times when their age and experience really works for them. And I think there's going to be times when it works against them. Plain and simple.
I love it. And how many times, Donnie, no matter if you're playing on the schoolyard or college, what high school, you know, you can see and tell who the most athletic team is, but there comes a juncture, even if you're playing 21, when it gets down to crunch time, do you have the guys, the OGs, that these young teams don't have the pleasure of having sometimes, or the luxury of how to close out a game, how to go on the, you know what I mean, get the foul calls. And we know Jimmy Butler is, my new term, Sonny, a foul merchant. So he's mastered that. Steph's been getting more fouls since Jimmy's in town. So there's going to be nights, you're right, where they look a bit lethargic or slow, but still, when it comes down to crunch time, we got the guys that have done it, Al Horford included. How much does that mean?
A lot. If you can get deep into a game and have it be competitive, yeah, I like the Warriors' chances, but they're going to have to stay in games, and they're going to, like, I do think there are going to be times when the vets don't look great. Mm. Then it's going to be all the bench. And then if the bench can get you back into the game, the starters are going to have to come back and, like, finish a game off. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking Warriors. Their season starts on Tuesday at the Los Angeles Lakers. Let me ask you this. Joe Lacob said this is a two-year window. Mm. But what does that really mean? What do you think that really means, a two-year window? Are they going 2 years all in, no matter how these seasons play out? What would that even look like? 888-957-9570. That segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.